What's going on, boys? Daily here, and today we're doing the podcast in Florida. I'm in my condo in Florida that some of you guys know I bought during COVID, just before it began, with my family. I went in on it with them, and so me and Zelda are having a little vacation at the condo, having a good time. But I just felt like recording an episode. My hair's all wacky because I was just in the wind and jostled and stuff like that, so look a little messy, but who cares? So either way, we're doing Ask Daily number 2. I'm getting more questions from my Discord as well as the YouTube comment section, so you can leave your questions at either of those places and I will try my best to answer them if they're good questions. There's a lot of troll questions out there, but that is okay. So either way, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, comment down below, all that good stuff. Let's get into it. So, from Moon Dweller, we have, what's your favorite genre of LEGO Star Wars sets? Prequels, sequels, or the original trilogy? I have to go prequels, but I would even tweak that a little bit and adjust over to Clone Wars sets. They're just my favorite. I mean, they're always so good. I mean, we haven't had like a solid Clone Wars set in a while. The last one was like the 501st Battle Pack, I think, was like technically a Clone Wars set. But beyond that, we don't get that many Clone Wars sets anymore. Ever since they switched from the like Captain Rex LEGO set cover, if you know what I'm talking about, you know, in the top right corner, there's a little Captain Rex. We haven't really gotten that many Clone Wars sets since then, since the show stopped. So we don't really get that many sets from the Clone Wars anymore. But those sets are by far my favorite. We get one every once in a while, like the Saber Tank. I would consider a Clone Wars set and not so much a movie set. I would consider the 501st Battle Pack a Clone Wars set, not a movie set. But other than that, we don't get that many. So yeah, the prequels, specifically the Clone Wars era, my favorite by far. Second, probably the original trilogy. And third, the sequels. I don't own that many sequel sets. I really don't buy them. Cheap says, how much money estimated do you have in LEGO sets? In sets, invested, I would probably say like maybe $4,000, $5,000, something like that. Yeah, and it's mainly the older sets that I have money in. I don't own too many sealed new sets. I invest a little bit here and there, but I never really go all out on the newer sets. I usually buy an older set that that I invest in because that, you know, I feel like has a greater return sooner versus newer sets. You gotta wait 5 or 6 years. Older sets, you know, if you buy one that's 5 years old, in 3 years, it'll be worth a lot more. It's a higher price point to start the investment, but I think it pays off faster, if that makes sense. I also like the history behind them, so that's where I get that sort of idea from. What are your thoughts on knockoff Legos? That's what Crimson Cookie asks. Knockoff Legos, I'm 50-50 on. If it's something like Kobe, where they have a service of making World War II and military vehicles, that's great. I think that is fantastic because LEGO refuses to do it. I think they're actually providing a legitimate service and they're trying hard at it. I think their minifigures are terrible. I hate them, they're awful. But overall, Kobe at least is trying something that LEGO refuses to do. On the other hand, something along the lines of like, you know, AliExpress knockoff Chinese LEGOs, those fakes, I think they're complete scams. They try everything they can beyond using the actual word LEGO to convince people that they are authentic LEGO. And so you go on there, you're a mom, your son is like, I want to build a clone army, because that's a really popular thing to do. People love to build a clone army. So the son is like, yes, I want to build a clone army. The mom's like, great, it's your birthday, let's go spend some money on building a clone army. They look up, you know, clone trooper minifigure on Amazon, and boom, they get 100 results for these fake Lego Clone Troopers, and it's like 20 of them for $22. Or, you know, there's one listing for an authentic Lego Clone Trooper and one figure is $22. And she's like, well, obviously I'm going to go with the deal here. And it's such a scam. This poor mom doesn't know any better. And the kid gets stuck with fake Lego. And it's okay if he doesn't know they're real Lego, but I've actually had people come to me recently. I had someone message me, hey, I think I have a Captain Rex clone misprint. And he sent me a picture of a fake Lego. It might've been a troll. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it was authentic, like reaction. I was like, oh, I gotta tell this kid the, you know, $200, $300 now, maybe Captain Rex phase 2 clone trooper minifigure that he thought was a misprint, making it worth even more, is actually a fake. And so it just hurts them in the long term. I think it also hurts the secondary market, and it's a scam. I think if you are buying knockoffs and you know they're knockoffs and you can't afford the real thing, that's okay, you know, and knockoffs have a purpose in that situation. But beyond that situation, it's a scam because Lego products are really, really expensive. Let's be completely honest. Even the 501st Battle Pack, where you get 4 Clone Trooper minifigures, it's still $5 a minifig. That's expensive. People can't afford that necessarily. So I can understand where people come from wanting to spend less money and just get knockoffs. I get it. But I think the scam aspect of it, I have a real problem with. Now, stuff like Brickmania, Minifigs for You, Clone Army Customs, Acolyte Customs, Aerialite Customs, I think is what it's called. I don't have a problem with them. I think they're totally fine. They're not really knockoffs. I consider them customs. So I think it's a different ballpark, basically. Now, Daddy Chill asks, what's your favorite Lego set that you've built? This one's tough. I mean, I've built a lot of Lego sets. One of the most satisfying ones, though, was the Turbo Tank. It was the one I had as a kid, so it was from like 2008, 9, 10, around that ballpark area when I was like 12 or 13 and I was building it. That one was amazing. I really enjoyed building that Turbo Tank. I think it just came at a time where like I really needed a hobby and Lego ended up being that for me, and I got to chill, build this on the floor for a few hours, and like it sort of reignited my Lego obsession. That had slowly died down a little bit. I think that really brought me back. I think that was a really fun build. In terms of modern builds that I built that were really fun to build, the UCS gunship was pretty fun. I enjoyed building the UCS gunship. I had to do it on a bit of a time crunch for a video, which kind of sucked, but like overall, that was a fun set to build. Oh, the original Lego Battle Pack, Clone Trooper Battle Pack, that one was really fun for me to build again because I hadn't built it in years. And it's just a fun set. Yeah, probably stuff like that I think is pretty cool. Tenebrae asks, what is Lego? This might not be the video for you, sadly. Maliko asks, what's your opinions on Ninjago? I'm pro Ninjago. I know there's a lot of Ninjago haters out there. I loved Ninjago when the TV series first hit when I was a kid. I loved it. I loved the sets. I loved the minifigures. And I still like the minifigures. I love the idea of little Lego ninjas. It's just so fun. I think they're really fun. I think they have some really creative sets and stuff like that. And I don't really watch the show anymore, but when me and my fiance Zelda sometimes like go out of the house and we're leaving Scout the dog in the house for a little bit, I'll go ahead and throw on Ninjago just because there's like 12 seasons and it'll just play through and it gives them something to listen to while we're gone. I'm pro Ninjago. I think it's fun. One theme or franchise you want Lego to make, what is it? This is from Jiffy Jelly. This one's hard. I mean, I would love to see some sort of a military theme, more historical themes in general, I think would be really cool. I mean, I was a history major in college. It's just sort of my jam. I love reading books about history and like learning more and stuff like that. So like, I would love to see some like historical stuff. Like, it could be even corny, like, you know, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, I think would be pretty sick. But realistically, I'd love to see like, you know, sets of tanks and modern military stuff. I don't think they'll ever do it, but I think that would be really, really sick. In terms of like a TV show property or movie, I've always wanted them to actually make real Lego Halo stuff, but I know Halo is like Mega Bloks or something like that. They agreed to a licensing agreement with that. Pokemon would be really cool to see some actual like Pokemon minifigures and stuff like that. I would love that too. I think those two would be awesome. What else? Starship Troopers, I think, would be sick. I think that is like something that would make for a really good Lego property. I think that'd be sick. Mayhem Forge asks, what was the best year in your opinion for Lego Star Wars? This is hard because I don't really focus on year to year. I mainly just look at like the sets themselves. But I think the golden age for me was like that 2008, 9, 10, those years. We had amazing battle packs. We had amazing sets overall. I love those Clone Wars style clone troopers. I think around them is probably my favorite. We also got some cool like Imperial sets and stuff like that. The Super Star Destroyer, the Death Star, the first one with the interior. I think that era is really nostalgic for me, and I think that's why I love it so much. So that's a little bit of a cheat. I think in recent years, this year sucks. This year is going to be bad. We're getting mechs. We're getting one good Clone Wars set, I would say. At least we got the 501st Battle Pack, which is nice. But yeah, this year kind of sucks. Like, this year blows. Last year wasn't bad. I actually kind of liked last year's sets. 2020 wasn't bad either when we got the 501st Battle Pack. Obviously, that was very, very hype. We got some other good stuff that year, too. So yeah, I don't know if I'm really the person to answer this question, but yeah. Either way, guys, I think that's going to be about it for the podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Be sure to leave podcast questions in the Lego discussion on the Discord. You can also comment them down below on the YouTube video. But either way, guys, thanks so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed. Please be sure to hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, comment down below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.